parents' name? Do you know their names?
Henry and Jemima. Jemima was her name. And his name was Henry. I don't remember his middle name. And the last name was... He came from Germany, and we have deduced that he didn't speak English. And when people would say, how do you spell your name, so and so and so and so, he'd say yes. And it came down to... And that just stuck.
That's how it... That's how
and
it
that's
came.
How it evolved, as far as we can find out.
So they were born, your grandparents were born in...
My grandmother was born in Ireland and my grandfather was born in Germany.
In Germany. And how about on the other side of the family? Do you know where they were born?
I'm not sure. I think Grandpa was born in England, but I'm not sure where Grandma was born.
Okay. Yeah, that sounded right.
It's spelled... and they say it's English. Yeah.
Now, your father's parents, what did he do for a living?
Farmer.
He was a farmer. Mm-hmm. How about your mother's?
Farmer.
They were all farmers. Mm-hmm. And the women were housewives, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah.
Hi.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll end up asking more about that. I just think family histories are really
interesting. Yeah, they are really very interesting.
Some of these will be pronunciation items that I want you to get you to pronounce for me. But what did you call your parents growing up? What would have been your names for them?
Daddy and Mama.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the more formal name for those would be what?
Mother and Father.
Okay. And together they would be called what? They would have been your...
Mom and Dad.
Okay. Or.
But my dad insisted that we call him Daddy until we were grown.
Really?
Uh-huh. But it would be Mama, Dad.
Okay. Together, though, you would have talked about your...
Mother and Father.
Or I'm thinking of a word that not individually, but together.
Parents?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Was there another word that people had for parents?
No, not really.
Okay.
Parents,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you have called your grandparents?
Grandma and Grandpa.
Okay. Now, I forgot to ask you about... Did you and your husband have any offspring?
We have four girls and a boy.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about them. Where are they now and what are they doing?
One girl still lives here in town, and her two children live here, my grandson,
okay.
Granddaughter. And my great-grandchild lives here.
Okay.
And one daughter lives in Summit County, which is just on the western slope. I have two in the Denver area, and my son still lives at home with me. My husband passed away in the 3rd of July, 1988.
Okay. Sounds like a big family.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And each one of my girls have two children. And it's
great having grandchildren.
They're all coming for the 4th, and I'm excited about that.
Couple of things I want to ask you about. When around here, when people talk about bringing up their children, some people say,
mm-hmm.
what, how do they express that? Do they say bringing up, or would they say raised or reared?
Usually raised, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about
a family. Yeah.
I've raised my children well.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever? Do people ever talk about whether when children are young, whether they look more like their father than their mother? Do they ever...
They say they resemble so-and-so, or I see Chuck's characteristics, or she has Chuck's eyes. And,
that's right.
And
my
youngest daughter, when she was born, my friend didn't know I was pregnant. She came here in the summer, and she left for the winter. When she came back, I was in bed. And she came in, and she said, oh, are you sick? And I said, well, come here, and I'll show you. So I turned the covers back, and here was this beautiful baby girl. And she...